The United Nations World Food Program says three of its trucks carrying food aid were attacked in the region of Karamoja in central eastern Uganda Thursday by the rebel Lord's Resistance Army. The three drivers and two of their children were abducted. The World Food Program says this is the first time that commercial trucks carrying food aid have been attacked in this part of Uganda. It says its food convoys are regularly escorted by the military in the dangerous northern part of the country, but until now, Karamoja was not considered to be a risky area. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Berthiaume says the agency does not know why the Lord's Resistance Army attacked the trucks.
They left the food and they left the truck, but they burned part of the truck, and we have no clue of the whereabouts of the drivers as well as their two kids. And that's the really very worrying part of it. But they left the food over there, and right now we are in discussion with the military. So what they're doing is that they're discharging the trucks and charging other trucks, and under very heavy military escort, they will bring the food where it was supposed to go.
Ms. Berthiaume says the trucks were carrying 130 tons of food, enough to feed more than 4,000 people for a month. She says the food was going to a drought-stricken area where malnutrition rates have soared to nearly 17%. The Lord's Resistance Army is a shadowy group of rebels who want to overthrow the Ugandan government and run the country, they say, according to the principles of the Ten Commandments. The group first appeared more than a decade ago. Ms. Berthiaume says over the past year, the rebels have abducted 8,400 Ugandan children. She says people in the north live in absolute terror.
Many people are displaced because of the fighting, and they don't want to go back home because it is too dangerous for them. They're scared. And obviously, if they're not going back home, it means that they're not working the land, so there is no harvest. So they really depend totally on us. And WFP has launched an appeal in end of July of $54 million to help 1.6 million victims. Drought victims, displaced people, as well as refugees. We do have refugees in the northern part of Uganda.
WFP is the only humanitarian agency that delivers food aid to displaced people in the north. Ms. Berthiaume says she hopes the attack on WFP's food convoy does not signal a new trend. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.